Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Battleground. This is a pro wrestling podcast with a hint of pop culture. Join Battle and Eli as they break down the world of professional wrestling. You never know who's going to stop by. Now, making their way to the microphones, give it up for the greatest podcast tag team in the world, Battle and Eli.
All right, here we go, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Battleground podcast. I am your host, Battle, along with my tag team partner, Eli.
What's up?
Yo, all right, it's been a kind of a whirlwind the past few days because Friday we dropped the new episode with Cody Rhodes on it, and of course AEW shared the podcast episode, which was pretty cool to do that. So we just want to give a shout out to them for coming on the show, and some great stuff on that that interview. You should definitely go check that out.
Yeah, hopefully that opens the door for, you know, more people from the roster. They do have the TV taping coming up in about 6 or 7 weeks from now, so they will be back in our neck of the woods. So hopefully we can line something else up with them.
Yeah, so it should be fun. And then, of course, later on this week, if everything goes according to plan, we'll have D'Lo Brown on the show on Friday. And this episode is just kind of, I guess we talk about what's going on in wrestling. And, of course, over the weekend, there was some big controversy. Some people are calling it a shoot. Some people are calling it real. But let's just jump right into it. Dolph Ziggler and Goldberg. Oh, man.
Yeah, I had a couple people send me the link. You know, when it happened and went viral and all that stuff. You know, obviously the first thing is there was no arrest made, you know?
Right.
And so if they're in Vegas at a, you know, high end steakhouse or wherever they're at, and something like that happens in the middle of the restaurant, like there's probably going to be the cops called unless it's a work of some sort. So I wouldn't put too much stock in it, you know, outside looking in.
No, the one thing that I took away from the, I guess, the fight was there was one guy that was sitting there and he was smiling the entire time that it was going down.
Yeah.
That was holding back Dolph Ziggler. So I was like, okay, maybe this is setting up for, what's the next pay-per-view? Survivor Series?
Hell in a Cell.
Oh, Hell in a Cell. But I don't think it's setting up anything for that. And I don't think they're going to set up a Dolph Ziggler Goldberg for WrestleMania, but I could be wrong. I mean, it's WWE we're talking about. So,
yeah, I don't know, man. You know, it's kind of one of those where I guess Goldberg is the exception for being in his 50s. You know, I mean, he's obviously still in incredible shape, but his whole thing, I mean, he's got 5 moves. So, I mean, I'm sure he can come hit those 5 moves very effectively. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're asking, you know, freaking Bret Hart to come back and he was, you know, super advanced technical and had 1,000 moves or whatever. So, so I could see it, but I mean, the reaction to his, whatever you want to call it, his second comeback when he had the Undertaker match earlier this year, and now the Dolph Ziggler squash. And now this even has people kind of has a negative taste in people's mouths. So I don't know. I mean, Vince loves money, so if he thinks he can make some money off of it, I mean, he'll do whatever, but I don't know.
It's not a match that I want to see, let's just be completely honest, because, I mean, we saw it at the last pay-per-view, and it was just kind of like a squash match, spear, jackhammer, unless they're going to use Goldberg to put Dolph over, but we all know that Goldberg's not going to put Dolph over, unless he gets a good paycheck with a lot of commas in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think how it started and how that match went, I think that needs to be it. You know, Dolph ran his mouth for a few weeks. You know, Goldberg came out, called him out on it. They had the match. He squashed it. And they're like, okay, cool, moving on. Like, I don't think this is this isn't one of those like intriguing matches where like people are like, oh man, we're going to get, you know, Dolphin Goldberg part two. Like, I mean, you know, it was kind of a speed bump, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a, this huge earth shattering match. So hopefully it was just a, you know, whatever. I don't know what the reason was behind it, but hopefully it was used in a limited capacity and we're moving on to something else.
I would only hope so. But like you said, Vince loves money. And if this draws a couple commas in his bank account, then he is all gung ho for it. Moving right along to another couple commas in the bank account, the big shocking thing, which we all knew was going to happen eventually, was SmackDown was going on. I guess it was at the end of the night. Kofi and them had their match. Brock Lesnar's music hits, and boom, right there, we get, for the very first night that SmackDown is on Fox, we get a title match, Brock Lesnar, Kofi Kingston.
Yeah. I mean, that was, that's been the rumor since they announced the Fox, deal, you know, I mean, the rumor was he was even going to show up after WrestleMania and screw Kofi out of the belt, like just the very first night, you know? So, yeah, I mean, we kind of saw this coming and, you know, the fact that he's already getting a title shot is kind of par for the course, you know, but, you know, it's one of those where, you know, they have to drop the belt at some time. So for whatever reason, they just always prefer like Brock to have the belt, even though, you know, attendance numbers aren't up because of him and the WWE Network subscribers aren't like, he's not this huge bank, you know, star that I think Vince thinks he is. I mean, he's obviously an attraction, but I mean, he's not putting butts in the seats. So, yeah, so I guess we'll just enjoy Kofi Mania for a couple more weeks and then Brock will take the belt. So,
and you know, the one thing that I don't like about it is like, I get Vince loves Brock. Like we all know that. But I think, if I remember, Kofi said something about, you know, Brock lost his belt fair and square, not screwed, not cheated, not nothing. And then he automatically comes back and gets a title shot, which you look at guys that are climbing up the ranks and it's like, okay, Brock's back. He automatically is going to get the belt. So now we're going to have Brock on for, you know, three or four times out of the month, maybe that.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I kind of like about AEW, how they're kind of putting more, I guess, old school principles in play with the, you know, wins and loss matter and count outs and time limit draws and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're right. I mean, Brock, I mean, he lost. Yeah. So he lost at Mania to Seth Rollins, and then he lost his, I guess he, when the cash in thing, whatever, he lost again. Well, I guess he won that one, but anyways, he Seth's beat him twice this year for the belt. You know, in most industries or most sporting, you know, whatever, you know, that kind of track record, that doesn't mean you ought, oh, well, he's ready for his next title shot. I mean, that usually you put it, you know, you go back to the bottom of the list, but you don't really see, like, even when Brock's not fighting for the title, he's still like the main event. I remember a couple years ago when him and Randy Orton fought at SummerSlam, that was considered one of the main events, even though it wasn't like had nothing to do with a title whatsoever. So, you know, unfortunately, I think different people have different rules for them, you know, in WWE. And it's not as much of a, they definitely emphasize the entertainment part of it more than the sporting. And I think AEW is going to try to make it more sport-like than entertainment-like. So I think that's what it's kind of exciting for a lot of fans when AEW is fully launched and they have the weekly show and everything.
And that's what kind of Cody talked about. He's like, you know, he talked about it with us and he's talked about it in interviews with AEW. It's, you know, it's not going to be storyline. There's going to be storylines, but it's not going to be like WWE where they're having to try to fill something. They're, like you said earlier, they're basing it off of win loss records, time limits. It's not going to be like, you know, Becky and them had a match and they were outside the ring and it was a count out. But then the next match, it was like, okay, it wasn't a no disqualification match and they were outside the ring for like 5 minutes and there was no count out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's just, you know, and when we talked to, you know, I think Dutch Mantel mentioned it. I think Kevin Hall and Tommy Dreamer actually kind of mentioned it a little bit, but just, you know, there's not any, you know, that old school, you know, like the Memphis wrestling, like the Heat and, you know, there are storylines, but it's not like who's the father of, you know, Maria's baby, whatever, you know, that whatever storyline they're doing right now, you know, and it's just, you know, you can have storylines in professional wrestling and not make it soap opera. You know what I mean? Look at New Japan, you know, every so often they'll kind of switch off into different things, but I mean, it's mainly competition and, you know, I'm hoping that's kind of what AEW kind of follows, with that. So we'll see, you know, once they announced the Fox deal, the rumor was Brock was going to be the main, you know, pretty much the main star on SmackDown, which works for me because I don't watch SmackDown. So it's not going to bother me at all. So.
And I'm guessing that's why they're making him the main star, which it's what I want to see is because since they are moving it to Friday nights and it's not going to be taped, it's going to be live. I mean, Paul Heyman's going to be pulling double duty. I mean, you got him there on Monday nights, and then he's going to fly to Friday nights, unless he's doing more backstage than what has been originally reported.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't get the link to load because, and I can't even remember the name of the site, but there's a wrestling, almost kind of like a dirt sheet, but anytime I see their crap posted on Facebook or whatever, like, there gets to a point where I can't keep going forward in the story. So, like, they have major, like, website issues or something. I don't know what the deal is. So anyways, basically they said that Vince put Brock in this past Thursday and kind of did it over Bischoff's head. Like, basically, like, this is what we're doing. So you know, that's one of those where, you know, the news came out that Bischoff was going to be SmackDown and Paul Heyman was going to be Raw. And then you have something like that happen and Vince is like, screw it, it's my show, you know? So I think these reports of Vince being hands-off and everything they're exaggerated. I mean, he's going to be hands-on with this product until he dies, you know? So even with the XFL taking up time and stuff, I mean, he's still going to find a way to be in every Raw and every SmackDown.
Yeah, and you know, it'll be one of those things that it's to watch of how many times Vince pulls this crap over Eric before Eric says, to hell with this, I'm done. Like, I'll go somewhere else. Because, I mean, he's already cool with everybody with AEW. So, I mean, I don't see, I mean, that'll just be another let's go back to WCW days if he went over there. Which, I mean, it could happen if, you know, Vince keeps doing the Trump card of like, well, I'm the boss, so this is what we're doing kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's,
so
I don't know. I want to see how it's going to play out, like, ratings-wise once it happens, how the move to Fox on Friday nights are going to be. Because I never really watched SmackDown really to begin with. And it'll be even more interesting in the next couple of weeks because they're going to do the draft. So then maybe hopefully that wild card rule will go away, but I highly doubt it.
Well, I think the wild card is going away. I think that was always just meant to be a Band-Aid. So, like, I think it was just kind of over the summer kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting because, you know, SmackDown is probably been the one that's moved around the most, you know. I think Raw has, for like 95% of its history, has been on USA. It did move, I think, to Spike at one point, but I mean, it's mainly been USA. SmackDown was on UPN, it was on Sci-Fi, it's on USA, it's moving to Fox. Like, it's been all over the place. So, you know, moving to a new network is always a big challenge, and then also doing it on a Friday night, which no one watches TV on Friday nights. So I think they realize how much of a challenge it is. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of the big, like probably some of the bigger names than we're anticipating end up on Fridays, you know, just to help boost the ratings and everything. So we'll see how it pans out.
And I don't like the move to Friday night, because like you said, nobody watches really TV on Friday night. And for somebody who's like me, it'll be more than likely DVR'd, and then I'll watch it Saturday, which is something that the reason why they moved away from the first place, they moved away from Friday nights, is because, you know, it's Friday nights, nobody's watching, DVR, then you might watch it Saturday, you might watch it Sunday, and then you're back to square one on Monday watching Raw live, because there's nothing on other than Monday Night Football.
Yeah, or you just keep up with the results on Twitter and don't watch it at all.
There's that too, like we do. But so there's that, and it's interesting kind of the way things are playing out, especially NXT now being Wednesday nights, kind of moving back to another wrestling thing. It was very weird this past week of like the first hour was on USA, the second hour was on the network, which I know that there, I think there was like some programming things that USA had already committed to before that happened.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, even if I wanted to switch to the network when all that happened, a ton of people were commenting on social how they couldn't sign onto the network. So, you know, I think it's, at least for this first one, you know, I think there was so many people, you know, hopping onto the network compared to normal Wednesday nights, you know, their network couldn't handle it. And so it was a bad idea to begin with, but then you have all these, you know, can't sign in, can't connect problems. And, you know, I'm just lazy. Like, I'm just not going to do it. I mean, I'll watch the first hour, but then to like,
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Get all that switched over to the, you know, to the streaming thing, and then load network and do all that. I mean, I'm not going to do it. So hopefully they can resolve that soon. And it's just a flat 2 hours on USA. You know, I think NXT deserves that. So I don't know. It was a head scratcher. You know, obviously they moved it. They moved to USA this quickly to kind of fuck AEW, but like you said, there must have been something existing where they couldn't do the full 2 hours there. So it's definitely looks strange on paper. And I mean, I know a bunch of people in my circle, they didn't switch over to the network either. So, so hopefully they can address that very quickly, because it's really dumb the way it is right now.
Yeah. And that was, as I was kind of just scrolling through, cause I wasn't watching Wednesday night. I was just kind of scrolling through. And like you said, a lot of people were having issues signing in. It would like sign in and then it would kick them out and then sign in. And that right there, you just kind of lost the momentum for that Wednesday night, and they're just kind of like, the hell with it. I do like that the fact that they're still doing the show at Full Sail, so it's kind of, I guess, in a way of studio wrestling, kind of the way NWA is going. Now, will it ever leave Full Sail? I would probably say so, if it does get bigger and they do consume 205 Live, which we saw that. I mean, it's been confirmed that 205 Live is going with NXT on Wednesday nights, correct?
I think so.
Because I know they had.
It sounded like to me. Yeah, it sounded like to me that Triple H was saying that they're going to, I guess, absorb them into NXT. So I guess the way it sounded to me, it was like the wrestlers are going to be on NXT. It's not like it's going to be NXT and then they, you know, change the ropes to purple and it's the 205 and then it's back to the NXT. Like, it, I think they're just going to be a part of NXT now. So,
and it's watching some of the clips though from Wednesday night, it looked pretty good. I mean, the fact that Leo Rush is finally back after God knows where he's been. And he looked really good. And of course, you had the Street Profits there doing their stuff. And it's got a lot of hype. But I, like we've talked in past episodes before, I want to see that first night that AEW finally has their TV product and NXT is up. Like, I want to, and that's kind of something that we'll have to look at, is I want to see what that viewership rating is, who switched when, and what is AEW going to do? Because, I mean, like the big thing was when people went off on social media about Cody putting him, or having the title match against Jericho at the pay-per-view, because on paper he had the best record. It had nothing to do with him being higher up. But like Cody said in the interview the other day, that things could change between now and then. Jericho could lose the title at the first TV show. I don't see that happening, but I do possibly see, you know, Cody losing to Sammy at the TV show just because of, you know, people complaining on Twitter and social media and the internet. But I mean, I could be completely wrong on that situation.
Yeah, and the Bucks were had an interview this week, and they mentioned they name called TNA/Impact about how for the bulk of their history, you know, everything was at the Asylum, and eventually people just it's not special, you know, it burns people out to know every single Wednesday, hey, do you want to go watch the show? Okay, hey, do you want to go watch the show? Okay, you know, I mean. I think as it is now at Full Sail, they don't sell out every single Wednesday TV taping. You know what I mean? So like, and now to do it on a regular basis, you know, I can kind of see where the Bucks were talking about. So hopefully they'll start touring it around like they do the other products. So, you know, we'll see. We're about to hit the interesting point with pro wrestling. So we'll see what happens.
Right. And like you said, you know, I would go to Impact every Wednesday night. Now, granted, I was like a teenager and it was still cool to me. But I mean, for like the fan of, you know, NXT that wants it to come to their town, I mean, nobody's going to hop in a plane, fly to Orlando for a, you know, 2-hour thing and then come back. They would much rather spend, you know, the $200 on tickets if it's in Nashville or wherever they're at.
Yeah.
That will, like you said, that kind of burns people off, especially if you're local there and it's kind of like, we're not going to go tonight. Unless they like heavily advertise something really big, but the actual fan is just not going to fly or drive to Orlando for a 2-hour show for NXT, but they will drive you know, an hour out of their way if Raw or SmackDown's in their town or near their town.
All right.
Oh, man. So we're just kind of moving on right along. This episode's kind of fun. By the way, make sure you follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, Battleground Podcast. We are on Twitter at Battleground IHR. And you can check out past episodes. Cody Rhodes, our recent guest. Everything goes according to plan. We'll have D'Lo Brown in on Friday. And we are in the talks of having the King of the Bros on the show as well. So that should be a fun one, right?
Yeah. He's had some controversy this year, but yeah, could be good.
Yeah,
to chat
and
with.
I want to talk to him about that. The thing with Omega and you know, Ciampa,
Goldberg, Jericho, everybody.
I mean, there's so much stuff that we could talk to him about. So we're gonna try to cram everything into that. But now it's time in the show where we do our weekly challenge. And do we still have a sound effect for this, or are we just kind of?
I was looking for some earlier and I found a couple good ones, but they wanted like $5, $6, and $7 a pop just for like a little 10-second thing. Like, no way, dude. So I couldn't really find anything. So I'll keep digging.
We'll get our voice people on it and see what we can find out. Maybe we can get there it is. Maybe we can get that, or maybe we can get like an actual ring announcer to do the announcing for the thing. But yeah, so let's announce the challenge. And Eli, who do we have up this week?
So we try to do, you know, somebody from an older generation and more of a modern wrestler. And, you know, that's not a hard rule, obviously. I mean, we can kind of blur the lines, but, we've kind of held off on doing Owen Hart and, you know, for people that are, you know, not just watching the topical stuff in the '90s, you know, if you go back and look at some of the other, you know, kind of the outside the box stuff that Owen Hart did. And then of course, obviously knowing the family he came from, I mean, a lot of people say he was the best Hart wrestler. I mean, they put him above Bret Hart. So obviously huge tragedy what happened with him in WWE, but you know, super underrated talent. I mean, he was like Bret in the sense that he can make anybody look good, you know? So we kind of took him who was, you know, he could be a high flyer, but then also very technical, obviously. And, somebody that kind of echoes that is, Zack Sabre Jr. Who is, you know, New Japan. I mean, he's worked ton of indie promotions around the world. And, he's a UK wrestler, and he's also very, you know, he can do some high flying stuff, but he's more grounded, more technical stuff. And, I think he's done some stuff with Ring of Honor too. So those two guys, I think, would be a good matchup, as far as similar styles. You know, I think maybe, it's hard to, I can't really put it into words. Like, it's almost like maybe Owen has a little bit more power, and then Zack Sabre Jr. has maybe a little bit more speed. He's just kind of tall and lanky, so he's maybe got the speed advantage. But then they both can do technical, and they both can do flying. So, like, you know, it's pretty evenly matched. So, yeah, that's this week's challenge.
Is it? And I could be wrong, but I was scrolling through, maybe it was Twitter, that somebody had posted up an old boxing match with Owen Hart and a boxer. Did that?
I don't know. Unless Owen was in Brawl for All.
I think that could have been, let me look this up because it was weird. Cause I was watching it. It was Ray Rigaud. I don't know, versus Owen Hart. And he knocks out Owen Hart. It was in a boxing match. And it was a house show in Montreal in 1996.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that. That's,
And I was watching the video and like Owen's knocked out. Now, granted, I don't know if he was pulling punches or not, but I mean, Owen laid there on the floor, knocked out. But this, yeah, obviously this is going to be a good match this week. And you could voice your opinion after you get done listening to this podcast today, because we will put it up on our Instagram, which you can find us. It's Battleground Podcast. It is going to be a really good match. And of course, like we said, that this is just kind of throwing stuff out there. It's kind of like a dream match for us. So Landstorm, if you're listening, once again, none of it serious.
Expect the skeleton of Owen Hart to fight the next Saber Jr.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody get so serious about it. And I'm like, dude, like it's not real. Like, it's just,
well, and that kind of fits his mold. You know, he was never, he was never funny or even like ironic. Like, he was always super serious, you know? So it was always weird. Like, if you go back and look at some of like the Smoky Mountain stuff, like him and Jericho, you know, it was strange that they were teamed just because their personalities were so different. But, obviously a lot of respect for Lance Storm, also a very good technical wrestler. So, out of the challenge, I probably give the slight advantage to Owen just because of, you know, being trained in the dungeon by his dad and his brothers and, you know, the dungeon was notorious for making grown men cry. And it was like, they taught you the art of professional wrestling, but they also taught you like how you could hurt somebody, you know what I mean? So like, he could turn a sleeper hold that looked good on TV and just move his arm an inch and then boom, you're unconscious, you know, stuff like that. So, definitely nothing to take away from Zack Sabre Jr. He's incredible, modern performer. But I think just the way that Owen was trained, I think that probably would give him the advantage, a little bit. And, I think that would give him the slight advantage for the win.
Well, there it is. There is your winner. I like you said, I'm pulling for Owen in this one. There's a lot of stuff that he would do in the match, especially, like you said, being trained in the dungeon. But that does kind of... I think one week we should do one about movies. We'll kind of get everybody's listening opinion on that one. For future reference, best wrestling movie. Maybe y'all could shoot some ideas to us and we can come up with the challenge that way.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I was kind of distracted because I'm scrolling through Instagram and there was like, I guess Thunder Liger took his mask off and now he's a Kishin Liger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of big things happening with the New Japan show this weekend. So, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there's a new major champion in New Japan. So,
and it's not Moxley.
No, that is. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, there's so much good stuff going on right now. You know, a lot of people still say New Japan's probably the best wrestling promotion on the planet right now. Obviously a lot of people are gaining ground. Major League Wrestling's growing, AEW's about to hit the scene. NXT is probably better than, you know, Raw and SmackDown combined. GCW still doing stuff, PWG. I mean, there's just tons of good promotions right now putting out good content, you know. But a lot of people claim top to bottom that New Japan has never been stronger, even with the bulk of the most popular members of the Bullet Club leaving. They're still just firing on all cylinders. So, it'll be interesting to go back and watch that card from last night or two nights ago, whatever it was.
It is certainly definitely a great time to be a wrestling fan. No doubt about that. Also, don't forget that it is going down this Saturday in Portland. It's the Portland Pounce, which is why D'Lo's coming in on the show Friday. So we'll talk to him about the event that's going down on Saturday, which we'll put a link in our description where you could still buy your tickets. But I guess that's going to wrap up this kind of a short episode today. There wasn't really much in the wrestling world to talk about other than if we wanted to spoil the New Japan stuff that's going on this weekend, but we don't want to spoil that. We want you to spoil it for yourself when you scroll through Twitter or Instagram. So,
it was a swift episode, but it was very concise. So,
yeah, we're trying to not just ramble on, which is what we're doing. Bless you. It's what we're doing right now. We're just kind of filling time, but, I guess, that's going to wrap up the show for this week, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we'll make it short, simple, to the point. D'Lo Brown in on Friday, and do us a favor. Leave us a 5-star review on the podcast. Download, subscribe, so you'll never miss an episode. And go back and listen to all the fun ones that we've done in the past.
Yeah, and tell a friend.
Tell a friend, yes. Is there anything else that we want to talk about before we jet out of here?
I don't think so. Nothing's jumping
in there. All right, well, that's it. That ends the show, and we'll see you Friday.
Adios.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Battleground. Make sure you give it 5 stars and leave a nice review. If you want to stay up to date, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.